You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Today's program is so exciting, filled with prophetic words from Kenneth Copeland, what the Lord is saying, also some things the Lord has shared with me. You think about it, I don't know if you heard about the charismatic renewal movement, the latter rain movement, the power of God. When God just begins to pour out His Spirit, guess what? He's about to pour out His Spirit again. That's why we had Charles Simpson on our program. He was one of the leaders in the charismatic renewal movement that took place in the 60s and the 70s, where, you know, just thousands and thousands and thousands of people, millions of people were getting born again, brought into the kingdom of God, filled with the Spirit of God. It was just so powerful. Well, guess what? That what we saw in the 60s and the 70s is going to begin to happen in 2020. We're going to begin to see that specific move of God happen again. This is Kenneth Copeland sharing the prophetic word that God gave him about this coming move in 2020.
He said, this will be a year when dreams and visions are greatly increased.
Yeah. All right.
And he said, you're going to see sons and daughters. Mm-hmm. He said, there's going to be an outstanding outpouring, my Spirit, among our young people that hasn't happened since the 60s and 70s.
Praise God.
It's coming. Yeah. It's here.
It really
and he said, it's just going to explode among our young people.
Wonderful. It's going to explode amongst our young people. Isn't that exciting? That's so exciting. So you're looking at, you know, we've been preparing for this day. I mean, God's been laying it on my heart for quite some time, and I've been speaking it out and preparing and prophesying. Imagine 1,000 people a week joining your church. It makes me think about Rick Joyner. If y'all can find that segment, that word from Rick Joyner, but specifically talking about 1,000 people a week preparing yourself. I remember at the Brownsville Revival that 8,000 people a night were on the campus coming from all around the world. It's about, we got to refocus our heart to the harvest and what's going on. And in 1965, Time Magazine, I believe it was, put across their front cover of their magazine, God is dead. They had the 60s going on with the assassination and divorce, and the groundwork for abortion was coming up. It'd be passed in 1973. We had war, the assassination of the president, President John F. Kennedy, the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the assassination of Robert Kennedy when he was running for president. I mean, it was just tragic. And so they put in 1965, God is dead. But guess what? 5 years later, in 1971, the same magazine, Time Magazine, says basically God's not only alive, but his son's name is Jesus. And he started talking specifically about this coffee shop used to be a coffee shop. This coffee shop used to be a bar, but now these people are getting saved and they turn the bar into a coffee shop. They turn a strip joint into a place of worship. I mean, this is the same magazine that declared God was dead in 65. In 1971, they're giving the gospel and saying, not only is he alive, but Jesus. And songs came out. Helen Reddy came out with some songs. How do I even talk to him? And other songs came out. It just changed everything. And we're looking at that shift that's taken place. But imagine 1,000 people a week joining your church. This is Rick Joyner talking about a prophetic word that he saw 1,000 people a week joining churches all over the place. Check it out.
These times are harvest times. Think about this. How would your church handle 1,000 new members every week? It will kill you. But we've got to start thinking like that. I tell you, we need to raise up hundreds of thousands of teachers. We need teachers ready to take new believers and get them established soundly on sound doctrine and made disciples, not just converts. One of the greatest reasons for the greatest weakness, I think, today is we've been making converts instead of disciples. No, the Great Commission's to make disciples, and we've got to be that first if we're going to make others. It is not going to work on the model of ministry that is now demonstrated in much of the church. It's like a spectator sport. You pay your entry fee and come watch a few people do it every week. No, we've all got to be engaged.
Isn't that exciting? I mentioned 1,000 people a week. If you're not focused on Jesus and not focused on what he considers more valuable, which is the soul of a person, you know, it's going to get in your way. But if you actually understand, this is exactly why we're here, that we're living not for this life alone, but for the life to come, to bring in this huge harvest. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. And understanding that we're not called to make converts, We're called to make disciples. So we ourselves become a disciple. What's a disciple? A disciple, Jesus said very specifically. A disciple is someone who knows the teachings of Jesus and follows the teachings of Jesus. Knows the teachings of Jesus and follows the teachings of Jesus. So you got to ask yourself, am I a disciple? I'm a believer, but am I a disciple? Do I even know what God's word? So many people today are biblically illiterate about what God says and what Jesus says, and they're just repeating things that they saw somewhere or somebody said or some politician said. They're not getting in the scriptures to be able to find out, you know, what God says. So you want to actually get in the word of God, get into a Bible-believing church, a fellowship of believers who actually focus on helping you grow in God and becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. And this, imagine 1,000 a week, you know, it's 1,000 this week and then 1,000 the next week. That's what was happening. I mean, just a massive salvation was taking place. People that were actually going to a church during that time got saved, you know, just because you're going to church, I mean, you get saved. People that were in leadership got filled with the Spirit and just began to shift a lot of denominations of where they were going. I mean, God just began to move powerfully. Well, that's what's being said. That's what I've been seeing. That's what God's been laying on my heart. What God's showing Kenneth Copeland specifically this year, 2020. That's going to begin. So get excited, get ready, become a disciple, and get ready to make disciples. There's so many awesome ways to be able to do that. Get into God's Word.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.